Leo Frank Georgia Supreme Court Appeals Records, 1913, 1914, page 647. Visible translated text is as follows. It up to $30.54, the actual amount which the cash book showed. Now, on the left-hand side of this book, the debits for the week between April 21st, which was Monday, previous to April 28th, it being a record simply of the petty cash used by us, showed that we had a balance on hand the Monday morning previous of $39.85. On April 23rd, we drew a check for $15, and on April 24th, we drew another one for $15. I mean by that, we would draw a check for $15 and go over to Mr. Sigg, Montag to sign it so that during that week, all we got from the Treasury was $30, and $39.85 already on hand made $69.85, which was the total amount we had to account for. When we spend, of course, we credit it. There once was a time when, as we paid out money, we would write it down on this book. We found it was much better, however, to keep a little voucher book and let each and every person sign for money they got. And we have not only this record, but this record on the receipt book, Defts X40. The first entry on this is 15 cents there. On the 18th of April, the National Pencil Company gave 15 cents to Newt Lee for kerosene. Newt Lee's name is there, but he didn't write it. I wrote it. My initials are on it. He was there when he got the money, but I thought he couldn't write, and I signed his name. Whenever I sign anybody's name, my initials are under it. The next item is 75 cents for typewriter rent. Next item, $2, Dreyage, 24th of April. That is Trummer McCrary's receipt. He has a very legible handwriting, and one of the little stamps stamped on there. The next item is for cases. Some Negro signed his name down there. So, on through the book, cases, express, drayage, postage, parcels post, etc. Now, after counting the money, finding how much actual cash there was in the cash box,